Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let me ask you this, Rob, and you know, a few years ago, a guy that many thought would be the future face of the league, Zion Williamson. And this year, he had a good year. He always plays well. I mean, it's never been a question of his ability. It's been a question of, is he going to play? Is he healthy? This year, he's been healthy. I'm going to shout out Zion for playing 70 games, Rob. Average over 31 minutes a game. So I'm not trying to be funny, facetious, not making fun. I'm happy for him. And I don't want to say impressed. It's your job. But I'm happy for him, and he's a good player. He's a very good player. Has point guard skills. I'm not saying he's a true point, but he brings the ball up, runs their offense at times, and it's effective for them. But I want to throw this out at you, Rob, and get your opinion. Is this a big game for him tonight? Like, I mean, if he loses, is there damage done? And if he wins, you know, is this a big game? Is this a moment for him? Is this something where, you know, this could make or break him, at least for the time being?
No way, no how.
Wow.
And I say that, Chris, because I truly believe Zion Williamson's stardom and Zion, you know, is already half-baked. And I believe...
What do you mean by half-baked?
And I'll tell you this. I think Zion Williamson is NBA dead. I already think NBA dead.
You kill a lot of cats. First it was Kevin Durant, now it's Zion?
Yes, and I'm saying from this standpoint, Chris, from where he came from and the expectations... Like, there's a wet blanket over him. You talked about it already. He played well, but nobody talks about Zion. He's not in any conversation, Chris. Give me the topic that we talked about Zion this year. You know what? Zero. He's NBA dead. People don't care either way. If he wins, Chris, okay. If he loses, well, LeBron and AD were supposed to win. There's nothing there. There's no juice for Zion. I'm dead serious that he just doesn't register. Now, Chris, does that mean he can't vie for the MVP a couple years from now and the team turns around and they're
right,
at the top?
From the dead, yeah.
Right. But I'm talking
he's
about
only 23.
Right now, as far as moving the needle – people caring about a player and wondering what's going to happen. He's NBA dead. He just is. I don't think there's a pulse there with NBA fans for Zion anymore, Chris, because he's just been, overall, a major disappointment.
Amen.
Oh, my God. So, you agree?
Amen so much. I think you watched First Things First this afternoon, because that's exactly what I said.
I never miss First Things First.
That's exactly what I said, Rob. We've moved on, Zion.
We have.
You're no longer the new hotness. We moved on to Wimby and Chet and SGA and Ant-Man. And Rob, even Ja, his former AAU teammate, when he comes back, it some of it can be his fault. Obviously, anybody can get injured, but he hasn't been in shape. He hasn't worked the hardest on his body, his eating habits. Maybe the light has gone off, I should say. But right now, Rob, you are exactly right. Zion is just a guy. A good guy. He's, you know, above average player.
Nobody's saying he's a bum.
That borderline all-star, right. He's still a good player. But here's the truth, too. And if Zion wants to get to that next level, Rob, he should hear this. Take heed, Zion. You have got to, my man. I'm glad you played 70 games. You are a terror, a force of nature at the rim. Rob, the dude is phenomenal at the rim, and that's why when he's bringing the ball up court, he just drives in and scores. But he don't shoot threes. He don't shoot mid-range jumpers. You know where he's going. And that's one reason he's had problems with playing the Lakers. Because LeBron's big enough that they put him in front of him. He's going to at least make it a little difficult for him to just go to the basket. And then when he gets to the rim, Anthony Davis is there. The Lakers pack the paint. And Zion has nothing right now but stuff at the rim. So, Zion, you got to work on – you should be a better rebounder. 5.5 rebounds a game. That's Steph Curry stuff.
He should walk into the arena with 5.5 rebounds, Chris.
Thank you. So, your rebounding has to improve – and you've got to work on your J, because as he's headed right now, and again, very good player, their best player. But Rob, once that athleticism starts to wane, he would be in trouble if he don't add some stuff to his game. Because he it's predictable what he's doing with the rock. So I agree with you. We're on board on that one. But I like what you said at the end, because you're absolutely right. He could. He's only 23.
Yeah, no,
if he stays healthy and works hard, and you know, really, he still got plenty of time, and he could join that young crop of future stars. There's current stars, no doubt about it. But right now, he's off the radar as far as celebrities, superstars in the NBA.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rob, very interesting situation in Indianapolis, where, of course, Caitlin Clark was the number one pick of the WNBA draft. She will go to the Indiana Fever. And at her introductory press conference in Indiana, there was some controversy with Greg Doyle, who's a longtime columnist at the Indianapolis Star. And Rob G, give us kind of a little bit more of the background, and then we're going to hear some sound.
Sure. Well, before we get to the specific controversial point, before this was even done, Greg Doyle at the press conference, again, introduced Caitlin Clark, asked a question of Indiana Fever coach Christine Sides. And his question was, you were just given the keys to that and pointed at Caitlin Clark. What are you going to do with it? People kind of thought that was a little weird way to phrase it, but they moved on. Later on, Doyle is asking another question, this one to Caitlin Clark. And before he starts his question, he makes his hands in the shape of a heart, the heart hands thing that's the emoji you see on your phone nowadays. Damar Hamlin does it, and Caitlin Clark does it to her family during every Iowa game, usually at the end. Well, listen to this exchange and tell me what you think of it.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's
cool.
Start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question is.
Chris.
Go ahead, Rob.
Just totally inappropriate. Just like you're a columnist, right, in the town. I get it's Indianapolis. It was awkward. That's why it came off that way. He's doing a heart to her. I don't think, Chris, if there was a female columnist who did that to a player who was going to play for the people would be like, what is this? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand what he was trying to do, trying to be too cute, trying to be too much. I'm surprised. Greg Doyle, didn't he work at Yahoo too, Chris? Where was he?
I'm not sure.
He was Rob G. Was he on at Yahoo? He was on a national platform as well.
No, he's a big time.
No, right.
Know,
but I'm
yeah,
saying
I've read several of his
yeah,
columns.
But I'm saying
really
he had a national platform as well.
CBS.
He was at CBS, Chris, and wrote there and then came back to Indianapolis. I don't know. It just felt awkward and inappropriate to me.
I mean, you're right. If a female said to LeBron James,
yes.
Did a heart sign, and
she would
was
probably
like, if you
be
do
fired.
That, if you do that to me, we'll be good. I mean,
Chris,
and I guess on Twitter you're hearing he's getting criticized, and he actually ended up Rob writing a retraction column. It's tight. Here's the title of it. Caitlin Clark, I'm so sorry. On Wednesday, I was part of the problem, and he was. But the first thing Rob G told us, you just been given that.
Right.
What are you going to do with it? Now, look, Rob, a lot of times we refer to, you know, oh, he's a beast, right? Embiid was a monster last night. And, you know, so if people want to criticize that and, you know, but now it's accepted. It's a figure of speech. People know what you mean. I think years ago, Rob, decades ago, maybe when you were saying, if you said that about an African-American player, people took umbrage, you know, but now obviously it's kind of an innocent, you know, figure of speech. And actually kind of it's a compliment, you know. But I don't know if I'm overreacting, but it objectifies her. Not in a sexual way, but it objectifies her in
I got that.
What do you, you know what I mean? Rather than you just been, you know.
And,
I mean,
and then
just,
people said it like
I don't know
like
if he even meant it negatively, but you know what I mean? It came off that way.
But it means like you've been given the keys to this sports car. You know what I mean? So that's what you call
it's
it.
It's objectifying.
Right, exactly. Right. And it just, but Chris, don't you think, and again, I get it. It's Indianapolis. They have one newspaper. He's the big dog.
That was actually the first newspaper, well, I was an intern there right
at the Star?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
At the Indianapolis Star. I was their first African-American employee other than, like, a secretary.
Are you serious? Ever? Yeah. What year was that?
1990. And I was just an intern. They did offer me a job, but I went to the Cleveland Plain Dealer instead. But
that's crazy.
Yeah. But and the secretary was, she was wearing mini skirts, too. That's like,
wow.
It was, the news had a black writer. There was the Indianapolis Star and the News. You remember that.
Yeah, the Indianapolis News.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's the thing, Chris. I just think he was trying to be too cute and become a part of the press conference. It ain't about you that day. It ain't.
Now, like, do you think he was trying to be a part? I agree that he was trying to be too cute, but you actually think he was like trying to become a part of kind of the story?
Well, because he's injecting himself in it. You know what I mean? Like, all these things are about him. Hey, if you do this to me, we'll be good. Hey, you know, like, it just it just seemed like he was trying too hard. Like there's a time and a place. God knows, Chris, I've asked some questions in press conferences. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Yes.
God knows. And it wasn't about me. I was trying to get a quote. I really was, Chris. I really, really was. It wasn't about me.
Well, in this case, I think, Rob, and again, the criticism on Twitter, some of it, Rob, you correct me if I'm wrong, but some of it was like, you're treating women's sports like it's not legitimate. And when I, you know, heard the story about what he said, I was like, okay, I don't know if he's doing that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But when
know
you
that,
listen, right. I look, when you listen to that excerpt, it did come off that. It came off like, here's the cute little girl, and I don't even mean in a sexual way, but here's the cute little women's players. Oh, I'm gonna play around with, you know, like pat, like you do to a little kid, patting them on the head
without being serious,
you know,
about like this is her NBA career.
Yeah,
and all
if
that.
I'm interviewing little 9 year olds and hey, you know, what'd you think, you know, about
how
you know,
neat was
playing
that
in this stadium today?
That?
Wow, what, you know, like that's what it came off to me like. And I think some people have been critical on Twitter and said this is why women's sports isn't as popular as men. No, stop that.
Right.
This is not why women's sports is not as popular as men. All right. It's just that's not it. All right. But it did come off, Rob, like he was patting her on the head, so to speak, or it's the little, you know, the little. Dude, they play basketball too. You know, they're so cute when they play. And, you know, let me, I mean, it just, you wouldn't do that to a man, right?
No. And Chris, am I right? If it was a female reporter doing that, it would be questionable. Her credibility would be questioned, Chris. And, oh, you know, here's another chick in the locker room. They just want to be around the guys and find a husband.
There have been instances of, you know, female reporters getting in relationships with
Dr.
players.
J had a baby with one of the writers who covered
the team.
The
New York Times.
Right.
And she was a tennis player. His daughter became a great tennis player.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen anything blatant. Even when, you know, I've been around situations where I knew some stuff happened, but I've never seen anything like that, right? It was always a way, you know what I mean, Rob? I've never seen, like, even in a scrum in the locker room, I've never seen a female, maybe you have, I haven't seen a female ask a question like that or flirt, like, you know what I mean? Like, or I haven't seen that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without question, the Joker is playing for a spot in the top 10 in the NBA.
Top 10
players.
Ever?
Yes.
What?
Top 10, and I'm going, look, just hear me out with this.
Yeah, I'm
going
to hear you out.
Hear me out.
You know you got to name the other nine.
There's 15
people in everybody's top 10.
I got it. But I'm talking about when I'm looking at what he was able to accomplish last year, averaging the triple-double, how he annihilated the record books in the postseason. Now, obviously, Chris, a lot has to happen before I'm jumping there, so just follow me.
Right, he has to win the championship.
Win the MVP and the championship, okay? Win the MVP and the championship, same as last year. If he does that, Chris, back-to-back, and he's won three of the last four MVPs, and, again, puts in the season, the postseason to a postseason to remember, it's going to be hard to not look at this guy and think with supposedly all this talent, all people talk about, all the modern players say that this is the best talent ever assembled, that these guys are the most skilled ever. My God, look at Magic. He couldn't even jump. Look at these guys. They were plumbers.
Neither can Jokic.
They were all this guy. Well, I'm just saying, but they talk about during that time. And my point is, he's rewriting record books. He's piling up. There's only been 15 players that won multiple championships. I mean, MVPs. And for this guy to be on the verge of, Chris, three out of four, no all-star teammate, how in the world could we not look at this guy and put him in the top 10 and think he's not one of the 10 best players we've ever seen play? And if you ask me who he would knock out Steph, from your top 10, I would put the Joker in over Steph moving forward. If he accomplishes everything I talk about, if he doesn't, Chris, all bets are off. So I want to make it very clear, he's not there. He's got to be a – yes. I would put him in the top 10. I really would.
All right. I'm not going to kill you as much as you might think. To me, no.
Okay.
But he is a player, and even if he doesn't win, he's still this. But certainly if he does, he is a player who potentially, Rob, could crack the top 10. But he's got to win more than just two. I don't think there's anybody, at least in my top 10, there's nobody in there with just two titles. How in the world are we putting him in with just two?
Back-to-back, I'm talking about what we just saw last year. It's got to be of that proportion.
That's fine, but Giannis had a historic performance too. I know he didn't go back-to-back, but even if he had, Two, Rob. I mean, Bill Russell's got 11. Will has two, but he's not in my top 10 or in, you know. Kareem's got 6 rings. Moses is not in there. Larry Bird's got 3. Steph's got 4. Magic 5. Shaq 4. Kobe 5. LeBron 4. Like, now, I will guarantee you, if he wins the championship this year, he is definitely a guy that might finish in the top 10. Olajuwon's not in my top 10. So if he wins it this year, he's ahead of Olajuwon?
Yes.
I think that's a battle.
And here
I think
is.
That's a question.
Because of
is
the
he
no,
ahead of Olajuwon?
Because there's no second guy. Like, that's the part. And I'm not.
Well, Jamal Murray is going to be a Hall of. If they win it,
he's not an all-star teammate. That's pretty impressive.
Murray, though, is an all-star caliber player. Would you acknowledge that?
Yeah, but he's not an all-star. Right.
It's amazing because I even think maybe now he's actually tracking toward the Hall of Fame. But if they win another one, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Look, no disrespect to like a Michael Cooper, but Jamal Murray is a playoff assassin. They can't win it without Jamal Murray. He is a bad boy. But I give you, they're officially no all-star teammate. Dirk didn't have one when he won his one, and he beat the big three in Miami. So I think you're going way too fast. I'm not saying Jokic couldn't one day get there, but to say he's there after just 2 rings, what if he doesn't win another one after that?
Yeah, but
I mean, he's top 10? MVPs, of course, are very important.
But
Shaq's got one. Kobe's got one. Does that mean Jokic is better than them?
No, but I'm just saying in this day and age, without having the most of these guys who have won, LeBron and Steph, they got 3 and 4 Hall of Famers. They got 3 and 4.
Yeah, but if but it's not just LeBron and Steph.
No,
that's always been the case.
Okay,
Magic had probably the most.
Okay, and he's doing
ever.
To win 3 out of 4 MVPs. Back to back, and I'm talking about a performance like we saw where he had average a triple double. If he does something on par with that, I would look at him, Chris, and think he is in the top 10, and he's still got years to go.
I'm fine with him tracking toward the top 10 because I do think if he wins it this year, Rob, I don't think anybody, honestly, other than you, I don't think anybody will put him in the top 10. But I do think people would say, okay, that's the next step. Just like we talked with about LeBron as far as, okay, the next thing for him to do is to become the GOAT. That's like the only mountain left for him to climb. I think we would say for Jokic, this is the mountain that he has to climb. This is a guy that could be in the top 10. Is he going to replace Bird? Is he going to replace Kobe? Is he going to replace Steph? Whoever. But this is a guy that, let's see, if he can win another one or maybe 2 more, he will join the top 10. But definitely not after just 2. No way after 2.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.